a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, our network and guest this morning is Pauline from Michigan, and we're going to be talking about smart meters. Now, there is a worldwide program. It's called Agenda 21. Agenda 21 for sustainable development is an effort to destroy Western civilization. And certainly it's aimed at destroying our economy, our currency, our religion. It's aimed at population control. It's getting aimed at getting certainly cutting back on the use of electricity and, of course, lowering the living standards of the people in first world nations and raising living standards for people in third world nations. It is being implemented all throughout the world, this program. But even more than that, of course, specifically at the present time, it involves smart meters. And, of course, the utilization of smart meters, smart appliances, the smart grid, everything is smart, well, like, except the people who are willing to accept this, because they want to start raising your cost of electricity if you dare to use it during the daytime. All right to use it at nighttime, wash your clothes at night, wash your dishes at nighttime, at midnight, and then the price of electricity goes down. Why is this happening? Well, they'll give you all sorts of reasons, but it's really because they want to lower your living standards, alter the way you live, raise the cost of electricity, do away with the air pollution, eliminate 80% of carbon emissions by the year 2050. They want to deindustrialize Western civilization, and they want to get you out of your car. People say that's crazy talk. Pauline, is that crazy talk, or is that sort of what really is going on today?
No, that's exactly what's going on, because they want to redistribute. That's all a part of Agenda 21's seeks to limit and redistribute energy using the smart meters, smart grids, and everything to be controlled internationally and through a central location. Nations' entire electric grid can be controlled, limited, and redistributed. People have to understand that this is total control of our lives with these meters.
So what are you doing there in Michigan to educate people about smart meters? Basically, people find it difficult to accept the idea that there is this master plan, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. So you and the people you're working with are certainly focusing in on the smart meter issue. How is it being implemented there in Colorado? Of course, it's being implemented in Michigan. It's being implemented all across the nation, all across the world. People don't understand that, but what's happening in their area is simply a microcosm. But what's happening in Michigan, and what are you doing to counter it?
Well, just like when we did the show last night, we were on our way to a council meeting last night, and they already have the meters. We have been after them for months, with the mayor especially, to do something to stop this, and they just let it happen. People just don't know. They need the knowledge. They need to know what's happening. They need to know the whole situation of the Smart Meter Agenda 21, how near nationally it's going to be taken over, and the whole nine yards. People need to understand the control of our energy and equity and our environment in our lives.
But how can we stop it? Basically, what they have been doing, they've been actually putting their people under the city councils, under the boards of supervisors, to get their people in key positions locally in local government, and then using the power of the local government to implement Agenda 21. What about the mayor? I mean, certainly, obviously, you know, he hasn't listened to you, hasn't taken your advice. He is going to serve this other group unless you can get him replaced. This is what we have to do, is replace local officials and get good people on. You get a few good people, they can't pull this scam on us.
Dr. Stan, this is John Holton.
Hi, John.
The mayor there, because of Oakland County, put a resolution out there to stop the smart meters and for every consumer with no cost or penalty. The mayor decided she's going to put it on the agenda last night. And because of the political correctness of the people on the council, they decided that they're going to wait and see what the Michigan Public Service Commission does before they go ahead and put something in writing. This is the problem that they talked earlier on their agenda about the Michigan Municipal League, where people go to learn how government is done and what their jobs are and how they should be go ahead and push regulations and like the green energy agenda through and that sort of thing, the brainwashing of how the world is supposed to really look like. This NGO has a lot of influence, and all it is the Agenda 21 New World Order completely detached from how people can actually see what's happening. That, you know, we don't have the insight into how the big picture really works. And this is what happens. They think that they should just go ahead and keep following the directions of these non-government officials who are not elected by the people and do what they say. They're a bunch of sheep, really. And they can't make intelligent leadership decisions on their own. They have to follow whatever these other people are doing without using their own personal intellect to make educated, informed decisions.
So how are we going to change that? How are we going to get people into government who will stand for the people rather than follow the directives that come from these subversive organizations? And they are subversive.
Well, what we really have to do is like your show, is we have to get the word out, have these conversations, because so many people just don't participate at the local level. And at the local level, that's where you can really make the difference. You can go on up there and say, well, why is it you're not doing anything? Why is it you have to wait on this? It's important. It's just like this smart meter issue. On the end of this month, the Michigan Public Service Commission is supposed to make their decision on whether they're going to go ahead and make a tariff on the rates for the smart meters, or go ahead and put a regulations on the smart meters.
Hold that thought, John. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. If you're out there, give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're talking about this massive program that's being implemented locally, the Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. How can you, Sydney, remember what Agenda 21 is about? Well, simply, there's a little mnemonic. It's agenda. It is an agonizing transformation of America. That's a takeoff on Al Gore's word about the wrenching transformation of America, but agonizing transformation of America, pretty of the whole world. And then R, certainly they want to destroy religion. E, they certainly want to destroy our economy. C, they want to destroy our currency. K, they have a genocidal policy. They believe that there are too many people in the world, and they're going to certainly alter the very structure of our society. A is agonizing transformation. G is for the genocidal program that they have. They believe there are too many people in the world. E, they want to destroy the economy. C, they want to... D, they want to destroy Western civilization. A, this is part of a long-range plan. There's an N in there that is part of the New World Order. But A, there's an ancient plan that is being implemented today, and they will actually talk about it if you can get them to be honest. It is the carrying out of this age-old plan to bring about a one-world government, a one-world currency, and install the one-world ruler. When you understand that, it really all makes sense. Otherwise, none of this makes any sense. Why would anybody want to destroy Western civilization? John, you were talking when you came on, before we went to the break, about how these local officials are doing all the wrong things, but how can they be either educated or replaced?
Well, we have to come back to, like I was saying, they don't realize that their ineptitude, that their lack of participation in representing the people is what hurts the people. They could go ahead and pass a resolution last night that would have made the Michigan Public Service Commission enforce the laws of the state of Michigan. It would have made them go ahead and actually go ahead and possibly do a moratorium on smart meters, allow everybody to opt out without penalty. Their voice would matter if they would have passed something last night. But because they want to sit on their hands and wait for some other leadership from some other government entity or NGO, nothing's happening. And this is what's going on across America. The so-called people that are elected offices have no leadership skills. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the people they're supposed to go ahead and represent and protect. All they care is about their own special interest group, whether it's their party or their good old buddies or the church they belong to or whatever. They don't look out for the American people, the Constitution, and protecting our way of life anymore.
But electricity is pivotal to our way of life. Certainly we're used to it. We've always had plenty of electricity. It's no problem with electricity. The only thing is they're tearing out dams across America to do away with hydroelectric power. They want to shut down and prevent the development of any more nuclear energy, because after all, look at what happened at Chernobyl, and look what happened over there in Japan, where, of course, they had all the fuel rods stored, and instead of reprocessing them like they should have, and getting rid of all this excess nuclear energy, which, of course, could break down and contaminate large areas of a nation or the world, or where they refused to allow fuel rods to be reprocessed, even buried underground. They keep them close to big cities where they're vulnerable. And then, of course, they say, well, we got to do away with nuclear energy. And then, of course, we can't have energy that's produced by fossil fuels with burning of coal or natural gas, because it contaminates the atmosphere with dreaded carbon dioxide. And so we're just going to have to do away with electricity and depend upon solar and wind, which, of course, cannot support an industrialized society. Sean, how could we get people, how are we going to replace these corrupt local officials and get people there who represent us, who are willing to take a position of leadership? Sounds to me like that's the crux of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sitting here looking at John Birch Society's Agenda 21 and You magazine. I mean, they do a good job about putting information out there. But the problem is people just don't take the time to look at these issues. I want to put out there this one important example of Agenda 21 and how badly we're really off. You know, most people just ignore the city of Detroit, but we have an emergency manager there now, and they're trying to shift all the population from out in the edges of Detroit and get the cut out because they can't afford electricity anymore. They can't afford the services for the fire and the police anymore. They want to go ahead, buy up these people's property, and move them to the downtown densely populated areas where they can support their services and live within their budget.
So they can watch them and control them.
So they can watch them and control them and regulate the money. Because, like I said, with the emergency managers and the public-private partnerships, they're going to lose their parks, and they're going to lose everything that the people have paid for decades and, you know, a couple of centuries, try to develop. We're going to lose all that to the private corporations, which is Agenda 21 all over again. Here goes your constitutional rights, because if a private corporation can dictate to you, like the smart meter, that you have to take their product and pay for it, irregardless of your wants or needs or constitutional rights, they're going to have slavery in Detroit. It's going to be indentured servitude to the utility corporations and the private corporations, and they're going to go back 200 years and have to fight for their freedom all over again.
All right, well, who's calling in? Somebody's calling in.
Yes. Dr. Stan, this is Virginia Farver in Fort Collins.
Hi, Virginia. How are you? Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to, I spoke on your program probably a year ago. My son was involved in a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus where 6 people got brain cancer in the last couple of years. And there was a cell tower involved, but what this cell tower is actually a heparin cell tower. And it's connected via the Lombada rail or the Terra grid, which is the smart grid. And this is what's connecting all these college campuses and whatnot. But it's the engineers and the scientists who are developing all this stuff. And it's the what you'd call the military-industrial complex. So this is why we need to cut our funding to this thing. I don't know how, but of course I cannot get the mainstream media to do a story for me. And they don't want this to come out at all whatsoever. But I live here in Fort Collins, and we're getting these meters in. And I've been in contact with many, many of the world's leading scientists and experts on EMF and RF radiation. And I'm hearing the terms end stages for this type of radiation in our lives. With the release of 4G and these smart meters, I've been told that we're all going to be living in the same amount of radiation that my son and these other people did on this campus. That all
and
became
basically
sick
what
with
you're
cancer.
Saying is that the radiation from the smart meters has the potential to increase the incidence of cancer and other associated diseases. Is that your suggestion?
Oh, I absolutely am suggesting this. From what I've heard, these meters can give out a huge amount of radiation, and then you're going to have all these meters chattering to each other and going to all these stations. So your neighborhoods are going to basically be blanketed with this stuff. And I live here in Fort Collins, and I've been trying to get the word out, and we go to council meetings, and they just roll right over you, and they just ignore you. So.
And basically, have you actually talked to scientists who agree that this is a problem? Because we seem to be surrounded with so much, radio waves of all different sorts today.
Right.
Remember, we just had radio stations, but now suddenly we have our internet, and exposed to radiation from that source, and a multiplication of the number of radio stations. It used to be just one or two. Now we seem to be surrounded by these electric radiation. What do the scientists tell you, Virginia?
Ole Johansson, and he's from the Karolinska Institute out of Sweden. He was on the WHO, the World Health Organization panel. I was informed that I guess this classification as a class 2B carcinogen was very, very close to being a class 2A carcinogen. But, we're up against this huge industry, this wireless industry, and I even have people in my own neighborhood that work for this industry, and so I've been shut down at homeowners meetings from speaking about it and things like that. But this is what we're up against. And until
today we have John and Pauline on the line. Have you addressed the health issues associated with the smart meters?
Oh, yes. We have done a lot in reference to Dr. Sam Milham, Dr. Bill Deagle, Ollie Johansson, David Carpenter, Magda Havas, all over the place. We've even spoke with them, and Daniel Hirsch. We have brought this out a lot. A lot of people don't like hearing about it, but our voices are being heard in Michigan. We have people behind us now and all over the country. Yes, it's out there.
And there are places in Canada that are actually eliminating Wi-Fi out of their schools. So this is something we need to get out of our lives. This is not a safe technology. This is very, very dangerous, and it's just going to make people sick. And what's this going to end up costing us in the long run if we're paying for all these people that are becoming ill?
What happened to your son, Virginia?
Well, he was on the campus. I met with some of the professors. I drove out to San Diego because the San Diego State University would not, the administration still won't even connect with me in any way. They want to keep this completely quiet. But he was in this room called Hall.
What happened to his, did he have a surgery or what?
Oh yes, he had a craniotomy. And they debunked the tumor, and they gave him radiation, which now I wish I would have never done, But, at the point, it took us completely by surprise. This young man was 6'2" and was completely healthy. But, when I look back at it, a couple of years before he got sick, you know, he was having memory and concentration problems and headaches and nausea, and he was having actually daily nosebleeds that he had an appointment to go see a doctor for, but he never made it to. Just, you know, things, you know, I knew something wasn't quite right, but I couldn't pinpoint
it. Well, did he survive? Is he had
No. He died 1 week after his 29th birthday.
Okay, fine. Well, I can
October
understand.
October 2008.
Why, but I'm glad you're out there in his memory getting the information out. Pauline or John, do you have any questions at all? Would you talk to people about the potential health hazards? Now, a lot of people are not going to react to it, but some people really cannot tolerate the smart meters. Have you run into some people like that?
Well, Dr. Stan, 3-5% of the people are really ultra sensitive to the radio frequencies and EMF.
Oh, more than that.
And that's a standard. But what people don't understand with the smart meter, it's like a DT Energy, Bob Zekakis, go ahead and say, well, you know, radio frequency, it's everywhere. I mean, you can't get away from it. So what's wrong with the smart meter? It's just like a cell phone. The problem is, how much is too much? And the smart meter runs.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We have with us Pauline and John from Michigan. Sydney, if you'd like to call us, our number is 877-254-7524. And we're talking about smart meters, smart appliances, smart grid for dumb people. And Cynthia, Virginia, you're still there? I drop off. I guess Virginia dropped off. If you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524. Pauline and John, would you like to get out your website and contact information so people could know how they could network with the people who are taking a stand there in Michigan?
Yes, Dr. Stan, our website is www.w4ar.com, and our phone number is 586-731-3314. Our website is...
Now, repeat
again,
the website and telephone again.
Okay. Our website is www.w4ar.com, and our phone number is 586-731-3314.
All right, fine. Now, are you getting much support from the people there in Michigan in your effort to try to combat this very, very dangerous program? Not only dangerous because of the electromagnetic and health issues, but dangerous because it will mean the eventual destruction of the infrastructure of America, because it's aimed at destroying our access to electricity. And certainly this is what they've done in Zimbabwe, and this is what we've done in Iraq. It's not that they have occasional blackouts. It's just that they have occasional electricity. And if you want to destroy a nation, this is how you do it. That's what it's about. The people behind it want to destroy certainly Western civilization. But go right ahead. When you tell people this, do they believe it at all?
Well, you know, we're having a lot of positive reactions in Michigan. People are coming on board because a lot of people have the meters already, and they're seeing the problems that we've been talking about. Yes, we are having a good response in Michigan, and yes, we will get more people involved. Every day there's new people out there because people are waking up. It is happening here, and it's happening every other place, too.
And I'm sure you network with the people here in California, Deborah and Orlean and the others who are leading the battle here.
Oh, yes, Josh and Nina Beatty and Orlean Kehoe. Yes, I distribute that book. Her book is so valuable. That's a very good book to talk about Agenda 21. Michael Shaw, and there's a bunch of people that have a lot of good stuff. Henry Lamb, I mean, he did a lot of good research. It's a shame of his demise. But he did a lot of good research. I mean, Tom DeWeese does a lot of good things. There's a lot of good people out there that have been getting the information out.
Well, there are people across the country. It's just that everybody should be concerned about this issue. And everybody says, oh, well, it's going to work out. It's not going to work out. It is going to end up destroying our civilization as we know it and doing irreparable harm to people's health. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What's your advice to people out across America listening to this program?
Well, the main thing they have to do is do the research. You know, our website, our smart meter page, has got a lot. You can also go ahead and go on out to the California websites. My wife probably knows exactly what they are offhand. But you have to do the research on this. People don't understand, like your caller earlier was talking about the radio frequency. It's so important that people realize that the new smart meter is a radio frequency two-way communication device, four channels of data collection, load-limiting disconnect that's going to cost you more, invade your home, have possibly give you cancer, autism, dementia, in a slew of other illnesses, and it's going to destroy the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. And even Congress, we just got a CRS from the Congressional Resource Service report that says with the proliferation of smart meters, there would no longer need a search warrant to collect the personal data collected from the smart appliances and smart chips in your home. People have to look for this information and see that it's true. But the problem is people just keep trusting our representatives who do nothing to represent us and protect us. They have to go on the internet and research. Don't look at the energy corporations. Look at the people movement across the country, from Oregon to California to New Jersey, to
Washington,
Texas. Vermont, Texas, Alabama, Florida. There's people out there that have their own websites that have this information, and the pieces, we're putting the puzzle together, and we're getting a good, solid picture of exactly what it's all about the control of us, about the destruction of our home, our freedom. And we have to go ahead and get that out there, because it's like the frog in a pot of water. We don't realize they're turning the heat up on us. Before it's too late, our butt's going to be cooked.
You're absolutely right, and it's so difficult for people to realize there really are people in America who want to destroy this nation. They have a different worldview. They believe America is the center of all things bad, and if they could just destroy the infrastructure of America, we could have a much better world. And they're in the process of destroying the infrastructure, the electrical power infrastructure of America, as the key to lowering the living standards of the American people. And those people who do survive the genocidal programs that are being implemented today, and if you doubt that that is true, you need to hear our talks on, well, my latest talk on population control, the covert agenda. There really is a genocidal program being implemented today, not just through euthanasia and abortion, but by suppressing treatments for cancer, by creating new and terrible diseases that are destroying the lives of our children and our elderly. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Cindy, Pauline, you have actually found it's easier just to talk about smart meters than the overall big plan. It's so difficult for people to really recognize the fact that there is a master plan, Agenda 21. It seems so preposterous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems preposterous. It's true. But I think once they get the hang of what the smart meter is actually going to do with society, I think they'll be able to catch on the whole picture of what's happening. I'm really positively thinking that people are going to grasp onto this. I do, because they are.
Well, now, Chris, you're dealing not just with one local council. Aren't you dealing with a number of local governmental bodies?
Oh, yeah. We've been to all kinds of counties. We've been to probably about 33 cities now. We've been in Michigan, and I have a smart meter conference call I do twice a month, and we counsel different states to get going. I've started different things in different states, too, with information and DVDs and stuff that we've
sent them. Hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pauline and John, and we're talking about the threat of smart meters, which are being installed all across America, all across the world. This is a worldwide program to lower living standards by limiting the use of electricity and utilizing the smart meter as a justification for boosting your electric bill, and down the line it's going to have a devastating impact. Not only that, there's health considerations with the smart meters, but it's mostly this diabolical program to lower electric consumption. There's no shortage of electricity. They're creating it intentionally, purposely, maliciously to destroy Western civilization. Our telephone numbers 877-254-7524. And as incredible as it seems, this is really going on today. Well, certainly, Pauline and Sean, how would you suggest that people begin to approach this in their own neighborhoods?
Well, I would suggest flyers. Start with flyers. And then go door to door if you have to, because you need to get people up in front of your council because they expect people to come. John and I have been to many cities, and they see the two of us from different cities. They kind of look down at us. They need the people up there for representation of the people. They want to hear the people's voices.
You know,
all right,
Dr. Stan,
who's calling in?
The whole issue is that cities and townships represent the people within the city or the township, and when the voices of the local people come on up and start demanding that they protect them and represent them, and they start, you know, making the county and the capital of the state go ahead and enforce the laws, that's going to make the difference, because the people are elected and they expect the representation, and they're going to lose their jobs if the local people will not vote or support them in the next elections. The grassroots, the people themselves, have the largest power. All they have to do is start acting like they are the master of the house, and the people own this country. It's not the government that owns this country. The people own this country.
But this small little subversive minority is working locally. They have a slogan: think globally but act locally. Think about
there you
the possible utopian world that's coming, but act locally, take over the local governments, and that's what they're doing. And the good people are so wound up having the good life, they don't understand that their freedom's being taken. We have a caller. Who is calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Sally from Colorado. I'd like to clarify something about, you know, saying that these smart meters are like a cell phone. They're not. The smart meters, as I understand it, and I've been reading a lot of stuff in Nexus magazine, Nexus, N-E-X-U-S, magazine.com. These are pulsed microwaves. And it's the pulsing that causes all the trouble. And as I understand it, they can change the hertz on that electricity coming into your house anytime they want. And they can either stun you with it or kill you with it or anything in between. So beyond surveillance and beyond the health stuff, this is real serious. It's pulsed, and if you start looking up the pulse stuff, there's some excellent articles on Nexus Magazine, and you start realizing that they've been doing this for years, and they've got it almost perfected, and now they're coming in for the kill, and I'll get off and listen, but it's pulsed, and that in lies the problem where it's much worse than a cell phone, and I'll listen. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are you acquainted with this concept that the electricity coming from the smart meters is pulsed?
Yes, we're familiar with the pulse, and that's the problem. It's a cumulative effect. And what people don't understand is that smart meter is going to be going off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever on your home. You're going to have smart chipped appliances in your home that will be talking two-way communication, sending data out to the smart meter, and the smart meter is going to go ahead and talk to the other smart meters in your neighborhood and to a collector, up to 700 different smart meters will be talking to it, and then it goes on. You're going to have like a huge RF net over your community, and a smart meter RF does not stop at your appliance. It goes through the walls. It radiates 360 degrees. One house, a house 50 feet, 70 feet away can get the RF from another house. And it's like a huge smog enveloping your house and leaking in underneath every crack and nook of your home. And that's why it's so important that you say no. Because even though you don't have one on your home, your neighbors is going to go ahead and affect you in your home. You can't get away from it. That's the problem. And how much RF is too much? How much is going to give you cancer, affect your lives, your children's capacity to remember, retain information? How much Wi-Fi RF is too much that it will destroy you as a human being?
And also, what about the house that has the main collector, too, in the neighborhood that can collect 500 to 700 homes that has all those pulsating forms coming through their home? I mean, that's a lot coming to one home also.
Well, the thing is that most people have never even considered this. Are there any studies that show that over a long term this is perfectly safe?
We can barely hear you, Dr. Stan.
Are there any studies that show that over a long term that this is safe?
That this is safe.
I mean,
this is the problem here. Even DT Energy here in Michigan acknowledged the MPSC in their file 146 that, however, there is scientific consensus for the harmful effect of RF. They use the study because the statement because there is no long-term studies on the non-thermal effects of RF that they are basing all their studies on the thermal effects that the FCC regulates. So in other words, if you look at the information that's out there, all we're going to do is look at what supports our deployment of smart meters, not what stops our deployment of smart meters.
Well, God bless you both. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And of his fullness we have all received. And grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves
and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. First of all, we have an excellent book on smart meters. That's written by our friend Orlean Kula. We actually have a four CD set on smart meters. So you can get the information capsulized from us. Certainly, a number of websites. I can suggest the Freedom Advocates website here in Santa Cruz, run by our good friend Michael Shaw. But the information is there. You need to get it. And I suggest our four CD set and the book. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I've been asked to come to speak there in the Denver area, about 10 miles south of Denver, and I'll be there on the 15th of September. And if you want more information, you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. It'll be posted on our website in a day or two. That's radioliberty.com, or getting as much information together for you as we can, but they're going to give me enough time, an hour and a half to 2 hours, to talk about this, and it takes that long because the whole story is so incredible. And I'm going to be talking about Agenda 21, the covert agenda, but of course, behind this is this overall plan. It includes smart meters. It includes tearing out the dams. It includes doing away with our nuclear power, doing away with our conventional forms of producing electricity, and taking it back to the way the world was before we had that terrible thing, electricity, here in our society. They want to lower the living standards of the American people, at least those who survive the coming Holocaust. And believe me, these people are deadly serious. They really hate humanity. And when you begin to understand the mentality behind what's going on, it begins to make sense. Otherwise, most of what's going on doesn't make any sense. In fact, we have our, troops all over the world. We are engaged after war after war after war. Are they intentionally destroying the economy of our nation by having to borrow over $1.3 trillion every single year? And of course, our national debt is not going up by that amount. It's going up about $5 trillion a year. And of course, the Social Security and Medicare are going to collapse. They know that. And they're going to impoverish our people. There's an intense hatred of America. And it doesn't begin in Moscow or Beijing. It begins right here in the United States with people, the subversive element that are behind smart meters, behind Agenda 21, behind our wars, behind the collapse of our economy. And their agents are in both the Democrat and the Republican Party. And I'll be talking about all of this at the meeting on this September 15th. Hope you can come. If you want to know more, call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927 to get the contact information. And I'm going to have a couple of hours. We'll, of course, have a table there. We'll be there all day long. There'll be other speakers, but I'm going to have, well, adequate time. Last time I was there, I think I had 45 minutes. This time we're going to have 2 hours. So it's 1-800-544-8927. You need to listen to our radio program up there at radio.com. This is American Student Makeup.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power.